Hey everyone, welcome in a new episode of Steven's Week. This week, I'm going to talk about WhatsApp that is moving into the business market. We're going to talk about a new project of Amazon that they're launching below the radar. And we're going to talk about the current state of mind, the current perception that we have of traditional banks. Welcome in this new episode, everyone. WhatsApp has shown the intention to invest more in features for businesses to communicate with consumers on WhatsApp. Today, that's already possible, but for a business to start using WhatsApp to reach out to customers, it's quite an intensive process, and it can take up several weeks before you actually have your thing together. Now they're changing this. They're making it much more easier, and they want to make sure that any company can start using WhatsApp to communicate to consumers in just 5 minutes. I'm very surprised that it took them so long before they actually created an easy to use interface for businesses, because the opportunity for WhatsApp is, of course, huge. We all know that there are billions of people using WhatsApp out there. But if you look how businesses communicate in a digital way with their customers, next to email, SMS is still huge. You and me, we hardly use SMS, but businesses often send you a text message to confirm something or to ask for a reaction or to ask for feedback. As a matter of fact, there are yearly 2.7 trillion SMS messages that are being sent from companies to consumers. So that potential is huge, and WhatsApp now clearly indicated that they want to grab the market. And of course, they are best placed to do it, but let's be honest, they're a little bit late for it. Next week, Amazon will launch Sidewalk. Sidewalk is a new program where they want to make sure that all their customers have access to connected devices all the time. So basically what they're going to do is they're going to open up the Wi-Fi from all the devices that they have, all the Echoes, all the Ring doorbells, all the security cameras, all these connected devices. They're going to make sure that that Wi-Fi of their customers can be shared with others, which means that if you're traveling, you can still use your connected devices, but you'll be connected with the Wi-Fi of someone else. Or if, let's say, the electricity is down in your house and your Wi-Fi is down, you will still be able to use your digital doorbell thanks to the neighbors that still provide Wi-Fi. That's what they're going to do. And they have this huge installed base, especially in the US, with millions of Echo devices, millions of Ring doorbells, millions of security cameras. And they're going to open that up next week. And how they position it is saying, hey, dear customers, we're going to make sure if your internet provider is not working as it should anymore, you will not go out of internet because of this. So that's the customer benefit that they're putting into the market. But there's a huge problem because they're not communicating about it. They're doing this below the radar. The large majority of Amazon customers doesn't even know that this is happening. And they have like an automated opt-in. So suddenly you're part of the Sidewalk network and you're not even familiar with it. And it seems to be very, very hard to opt out, because suddenly when you opt out, they opt you in again. So they're not making this easy, and they're doing this below the radar in a non-transparent way. And this is, of course, one of the reasons why a lot of people don't like all these big technology companies, because suddenly they do something, and if they launch a new project like this, the impact is instantly huge. And if they do that in a non-transparent way, I think that's not good for their reputation. And probably because of that, a lot of people, once they find out, will do whatever they can to opt out and not use the service. Let's talk about the more traditional banks for a second, the incumbents. There was research this week that actually showed that the level of trust in traditional incumbent banks has increased quite significantly during the last year and a half. Most of the banks really went out to their customers in a more flexible way, tried to help them out to overcome any issues that they may have had during the pandemic. And that kind of flexibility, that kind of new customer service and their position in the market increased the level of trust. If you look to some of the data points, you see that a financial institution is by far the most trusted institution to give your money to, much higher than the trust that people have in technology companies like Amazon or Google. People just want to stick with their bank. And the customer satisfaction went up dramatically. People are just more satisfied with their bank. And it's not just because of the flexibility of the pandemic. It's also because, yeah, most people just had to do more online, and they discovered that the online tools that their banks are providing are actually quite good, and that the level of services that you get there are pretty extended, and that most of the time, if you want to have a human to help you out, that you can rely on a human to help you out, which is a perfect situation for many customers out there, and that has increased the level of trust. Which is fantastic for them. Most of those banks that I've been working with have been innovating really, really hard. And they were in the eye of the storm for a long time, and now they get the reward for that. Even though technology companies are coming into the market, we have neobanks. The place where customers want to go with their money is the incumbent bank. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to like the video, share it with your friends and colleagues, subscribe to the channel. I wish you a wonderful weekend and hope to see you again for a new episode of Stephen's Week in just 7 days from now. Take care.